Today, school districts throughout the country are assessing whether to close public schools. Some of the hardest hit areas like Seattle have made this decision, but thousands more are still in session. To talk more about this is Professor Ashish Jha. He's a professor of global health at Harvard School of Public Health. Professor, welcome.
Thank you so much for having me.
So many school districts have already decided to cancel large-scale activities like sports games and night events. I actually received a memo in my son's backpack last night, but classes are still in session for many of them. And I'm just wondering from you, should education officials close schools to prevent the spread of coronavirus?
Yeah, you know, this is a really tough call because while I feel very strongly that we have to close all other types of public events, sporting events, large gatherings, schools are complicated because, you know, if you close schools, that means parents can't go to work. It means a lot of kids won't get access to nutrition because they get free lunch and breakfast. So I understand that this is a really difficult decision for schools to make. But if we're really focused on reducing the spread of the virus, we probably should be moving towards closing all the schools.
Yes, because I'm thinking about that, those complicated factors, like, as you said, kids who depend on school for hot meals. But at the same time, if we're talking about social distancing, kids gather in these spaces, there are large groups of them, they're in contact with adults as well. And so all of this is so complicated, as you said.
Yeah, it is very complicated. You know, and kids do get infections. We've seen in other countries, kids get infected with coronavirus. The good news is they generally tend not to get very sick. But the bad news is they can spread it. They can spread it to their parents. They can spread it to their grandparents. So if we're going to slow the virus down, we probably have to be moving towards closing, you know, primary and secondary schools.
How helpful are temporary closures or even these deep cleaning measures that some schools are implementing?
Yeah, right now, the problem across America is because of the fiasco around testing and the fact that we still can't test people who have symptoms, we don't know how much coronavirus there is in the community. So school districts, when they identify a case, are doing these temporary closures and deep cleanings. I think that probably helps a little. But we have to remember that that's in the context of probably a lot more infection out there than we're seeing and that we're identifying.
The NBA announced it's suspending games for the rest of the season. I think some folks are a little confused about outdoor activities as well. Many schools have sports activities that are outdoors. What do you say to that if districts are still considering whether or not to continue those types of activities?
Yeah, I think anytime you have large numbers of people gathering, parents, kids, it's probably a bad idea, and we need to move towards canceling those events. I'm not sure that being outdoors helps that much. If people are coming in close contact with each other, they're still spreading the virus. And so whether it's indoor or outdoors, if you're going to end up bringing people together and they're going to be in close contact with each other, standing next to each other, then we're going to increase the spread of the virus. And our health system just can't handle that right now. And so we really need to think seriously about canceling all of those activities.
Professor, should parents keep their kids home from school?
Yeah, so it's, you know, as a parent of three kids who go to, you know, primary and secondary schools, it's a very hard question to answer. I think right now, if you're not in a high-risk situation, if you don't have somebody who's elderly living at home, it's probably okay to continue to send your kids to school, obviously assuming that there aren't outbreaks in your community. But I think we need to just encourage school officials to think hard about whether it makes sense to continue to hold schools in person. And my feeling is either now or within the next couple of weeks, we're probably going to end up seeing all the schools across the country closed, at least temporarily.
And Professor, you've been thinking about the major takeaways that you want the national public to think about as we try to protect ourselves from this coronavirus.
Yeah, you know, we are really in the middle of an unprecedented public health crisis. And the way we're going to get through this is if all of us work together. And there are a few principles that everybody needs to engage in. First is this idea of social distancing. I think we have to avoid crowds. We have to cancel public events. We've been talking about schools and offices. I think those ultimately need to be closed to avoid people coming together. I can't emphasize enough the importance of hand washing, washing your hands with soap and water, using Purell if you don't have soap and water. You know, and then if you do start getting any symptoms, start feeling sick, staying away from others until you can get, you know, a diagnosis and until you feel better, avoiding contacts with others is going to be critical. If we do all of these things and they feel painful, but if we do all of these things, we're going to get through this period and we're going to come out on the other side okay. But we're all going to have to work on this.
That's Professor Ashish Jha. He's with Harvard School of Public Health. Thank you so much for taking this time.
It was nice chatting with you.